Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome. We are very pleased to have you with us this evening, even though there may be some major distractions, but we'll have a lot more fun here. So have fun with us when you can. Welcome to our November 8, 2016 Ask the Archangel session. As always, we'll start tonight with a channeling by Joan, and she will bring forth our guest. Now, the archangels have requested that questions only be about this evening's topic. If they are short and concise, everyone will have a chance to ask a question. When you make the questions about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teachings for you and the entire group. And by the way, there were a couple of questions about this, but these sessions are recorded and will be up on our website within a couple of days after each session. You can be assured that if you want to re-listen or somebody else wants to listen in, they can do that up on our website. If everybody would take a nice deep breath, relax, and help Joan bring forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings, beloved. It is I, Michael. I come from the angelic realm, the archangelic realm, but I also come this evening as an expression of a Lord of Light, of which I am also a Lord of Light. There is much occurring on your earth at this time, as you are all well aware of. This evening, I would like to talk to you about the significance of the alignments that are occurring at this time. Much has happened in the year 2016 to bring about changes and to bring about fuller awareness within each individual as to who they are at a spirit level, why their soul wanted to take this embodiment at this particular time. So these are questions that many ask, and as the energetics have flown consistently into your planetary system, these frequencies of light have increased since the beginning of 2016. Some of you perceive them as being very intense. They are intended to open humanity's consciousness further and further, so that decisions that are made at an individual and a collective level are made more consciously and precisely. These alignments that are now present in the astral realms are very significant because they relate to what is happening now. You are being asked to not push away these energies, but begin to view what is surfacing for each one of you personally. These are times that you are asked to remove old patterns of thinking, old emotional patterns that stem from, could be genetic lineage patterns, could be learned behavior patterns that you learned as a survival mechanism. They have many roots, but the intention for each one of these is to assist you in your transformation and your growth of consciousness. The other aspect of this is you are being asked to take care of these things, these patterns, these negative thoughts or worries and fears that limit you tremendously. This is a time within this next 30 to 60 days of your time that it would be very beneficial to petition the Lords of Light to help you remove any residual karmic infractions as you work with your patterning, so that you are free from the bonds of any type of negative karma. This opens you up tremendously. And as you remove some of these old patterns, you are able to embody higher frequencies of light, and you are able to maintain those frequencies on a consistent basis. They don't drop because you have reverted back to an old pattern, or they don't drop because you are thinking negative thoughts. When you have taken care of that pattern and you see it clearly and you begin to choose wisely from the leadings of your soul, then light, the light that you are as a divine being, can be maintained within your physical structure, within your etheric structure, and all levels of you. So you, as a spiritual being, begin to function in the wholeness of who you are. So by asking for relief of any karmic debt, you then, as you work with these patterns and anomalies in the next 60 days, and you choose differently for your life experience, as 2017 approaches and new alignments are made, new energies coming from the vast regions of the creative realms of Source can be utilized more proficiently and expand further your consciousness. You begin to open up to avenues of ascension, and you begin to activate more realistically your chakra system, not just 7 chakras, but 14 chakras. And they begin to function much more coherently. You choose wisely what you are going to think and what you are going to feel, and therefore your creative abilities are magnified. So we urge you now to take these next 60 days and work in earnest to alter any anomalies that might be residuals of old patternings. So now, beloveds, I invite you to make your comments and to ask your questions.
Okay. Who would like to be first with our dear Lord of Light, Michael, tonight? Eliu?
Yes. This please is Beth.
Please go right ahead.
I would like to ask you to please expand on karmic debt. There's a lot of people in my field that have suddenly discovered illnesses or tumors and are getting immediate relief. They're finding, you know, doctors are finding the problems, etc. But is this just these anomalies that you're referring to, that these things are coming to the surface so they can be dealt with?
Some of them are. Some of them are strictly physical anomalies that happen in the aging process. And this aging process is brought about a continual third-dimensional state as you navigate Earth and as you create, and that state is separation and fear. So when you create your reality from those two things, it takes a great toll on the human body, and so it ages and it creates illness. So that's part of it. But the karmic debt that I am speaking of has to do with all of humanity, as well as you as an individual. Now, karma has a twofold face. One is karma that you might consider good karma, which is as you operate in your life and you operate as that beautiful being of light, and you give generously, and you open your heart fully and completely. You have compassion for humanity, and you operate as that divine being. Then you accrue a karma that stays with you and draws, it magnetizes to you like yourself, all of the good things that you, what you would consider good things. If there is no good or bad, it's just a matter of experiences, but it draws to you more opportunities, more environments for you to express yourself in that beauty. Now, the other side of karma is a negative side, where you have made errors in judgment. You have continually come from states of fear. And because of that, you sometimes usurp another's will, or you gossip, or you in some way cause harm to another, whether it is physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And you then owe a debt for that. So as you recover more fully who you are and operate in the beautiful light that you are, all of those things that you have accrued in that one side of karma outweigh the other. And when you ask for karmic release, where you have some attachment to someone else because you owe them a debt, when you ask for that release, at this time, it is granted, so that both of you are released and you can move on and operate from a more conscious, light-filled, loving expression.
Yes, I see that. Does this also, can this be expanded to a collective,
collective
karmic debt?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So this is the perfect time for us to be asking for that.
Yes, personally and collectively.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think we'll have a lot to be working on in the next 60 days. Thank you.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question.
There's a couple of questions that have been sent in. It's probably a good time to ask them. This lady writes in, and it's her perception. She says that there seems to be an overwhelming number of people passing lately, many very suddenly. Is this all related to the new energies flooding into our planet, or is there another reason that you could help explain? Thank you.
Well, here again, there is no definite answer to this, because each individual that leaves the body, there are many exit points within your life experience. And so that's an individual choice as to what exit point, even though it is often made unconsciously. So some of these beings are leaving because they have accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish in that embodiment. Some of them leave because the energetics are so intense that they find great pressure and put great pressure on their physicality, which causes disease. So there is no way for anyone to know why a being chooses to leave at any given time. As I have said, there are many reasons. But the majority that do leave at this time have accomplished what they have chosen to accomplish. Many have added to the light of the collective consciousness and were very glad for the opportunity to do so. And they felt that by leaving at this time, they could better serve in the other realms as guides, because they know what it is like to operate in such times of turmoil and change.
Thank you. One other question here, and this lady says, I'm drawing a blank on what the first three strands of DNA look like. Could you help me and explain what you're seeing when Metatron says to draw the fifth and sixth dimension into these strands? I would like to be precise in my exercise. Can you help me, please?
Yes. Without going into a great deal of detail, I will tell you this, and many of you already know this. There are two strands of DNA in every double helix, and they are held together within this helix to protect them so that especially in the first three strands of DNA, which relate to your physical body and your physical existence. So it is to protect those strands so that the genetics of the body are replicated as the cells divide. In the first two strands that are held in the first helix, relate to you. They relate to a genetic program that you received from your father and the genetic program that you received from your mother. But it is much more extensive than that. It encompasses your entire genetic lineage. It also encompasses a lot of imprinting that has occurred as many things were altered from other planetary systems within the physical makeup. So you have also that going on within those two strands. Now the third strand still relates to your physical body, and it is within the second helix. The three of those strands, as I have said, relate to your physicality. This third strand relates to you personally and the individual genetic makeup of you. Understand that you chose this lineage for a reason, because it was the perfect environment that your soul needed for certain experiences. It has nothing to do with good or bad. It's just a matter of experiences. Now, when you were asked in this exercise to take the fifth dimensional light template and the sixth dimensional light template, those relate to the changes that are occurring both within the physical body, the emotional, and the mental body to bring about the ascension process. This fifth and sixth dimensional light templates were under time locks until May of 2016, when those two time locks were open and it freed that fifth dimensional template, which is based in love and unity, as opposed to the third dimensional template, which is based in fear and separation. So it stands to reason that if you take that light template and place it within those three strands that relate to your genetic lineage and also relate to you at a personal level, that this template alone will alter your physicality, your physical body. It will alter the way in which you create your life experience on Earth, because it is based in unity and love. And it will eventually override any third dimensional residual template that happens to be present. It also will assist you in magnetizing to you more of the light that you are. And this is brought in through the magnetics functioning of that sixth dimensional template, which draws like to like. So as you insert this fifth dimensional template, and it raises your consciousness also, the consciousness of your body, raises the awareness of who you are in the body. It alters the first four chakras of your body, enabling them to function in more light. And it then, through the sixth dimensional template, allows you to draw to you that love and light. It allows you to create effectively by compressing that sixth dimensional template and making the fifth dimensional template applicable in your physical life expression. Thank you for that question.
Thank you for the answer. That was very good. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. You're on with Michael.
Yes, hi. This is Sherry. And hi. I want to say it's a very great honor to be speaking with you, Archangel Michael. My question is that what I'm noticing as I become more conscious and aware of where I'm at in keeping a more fifth-dimensional consciousness, when these old kind of negative patterns come up and I see them, my difficulty is that I get caught up in the story. And it's my understanding when these energies are coming up, they're coming up because they're releasing. And I do have many tools to assist in this process. I'm a student of Mastering Alchemy. But what I find with some of these deeper energies, first of all, they just seem to come out of nowhere. And I'm caught up in the emotion before I even know what's happening. And then when I try to utilize these tools, like the eighth ray, it doesn't work because I'm back in that third dimensional kind of space again. And so I was wondering if you have any suggestions for that.
Yeah, you are in a state of reaction. You do realize that. And in a state of reaction, your lower emotional body gets activated. When you are in a neutral place or in a comfortable place, you are able to choose your thoughts and your emotions very precisely. And you very rarely operate in those lower emotions of fear or anger or anything relating to unworthiness or survival. So when you are in reaction, your lower emotions have taken a dominant space within you. Just realizing this, you can not address what needs to be cleared at that moment, but you have to address where you are in your emotions. And so therefore, and I'm sure you know how to do this, where you begin with your breath and you quiet yourself, you quiet your body, and you get into a space that is neutral, that neutral, calm space. And when the body relaxes through the use of your breath, and you are in this calm, neutral space, focus your attention on your sacred heart, in that heart chakra, and the beauty of who you are, and the magnificent light that is present within that heart. And just sit there for a moment. Now, perhaps at that time, you are ready to address the anomaly that has surfaced, because it's time now to release it. If there are any kind of, the minute you start to focus on the anomaly, if there's any kind of reaction, go back to the breath. Get into that neutral space, get into your heart, and then leave it. Don't even attempt to clear it. For at least 24 hours, meditate. Use all of the tools and the techniques that you have to align yourself with the spirit of who you are in that 24 hours. Ask for assistance from your guides. Ask for assistance from any of the archangels. And then attempt to view the anomaly on the next day. And continue that process until you are able to maintain that neutral zone. And it is within that neutral zone that you effectively deal with the anomaly using all of your tools.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. I like being able to kind of take that break away if I can't get myself calm the way that I would like to be. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so yes. Do something that makes you happy.
Okay.
Dance. Whatever you really enjoy, do something as a diversion, a temporary diversion. You don't want to push it away and ignore it. But
right.
It's a temporary diversion until the emotional body calms down and you are able to create a neutrality within it.
Thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your question.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, dear Michael. This is Diane.
Hello. Yes, Diane.
Hi. Thank you for assisting me over the years. I appreciate all your help. You and Raphael helped me a few years back with my cancer, and I'm so grateful to both of you for assisting me in releasing it. I have a new area of my life now that I need to make adjustments to. I feel like I would like to leave my position at work in grace and with great clarity. And I was wondering if you and some of the other angels can assist me in making that shift. I am in Mastering Alchemy. I understand about the 8th ray, the 10th ray. I understand about the triads. I understand about making a triangle of words. And I've been working with those words for many months to try and find the right time for moving and shifting. And I was hoping maybe there's something else you can assist me with, as what else I can do to make that clearer for myself to move on.
Well, I think that you're very clear that your desire is to move on.
Yes.
What you have to define what prevents you from taking action. That's the stumbling block right there. Is it fear of leaving something that is comfortable? Is it fear in getting another position that you might like better? So when you determine what is the hindrance, then you can use the triangle to kind of draw it out and then create a replacement pattern that you can then employ to take steps to leave your present employment. And you will do so with an open heart because you won't do it under circumstances where you are triggered and you operate from your lower emotions because you realize that that is not productive for either your present employer or you personally.
I'd like to leave in grace.
Yes. So don't wait any longer until you are pushed and in a reactive state because you cannot tolerate the environment any longer.
Yeah.
You must take action. But before you take action, you have to find out what is the underlying difficulty. Either it's a thought or it's an emotion that keeps you stuck and not being able to take action.
Mm.
And if you will sit quietly and you will ask us, ask me, ask Raphael,
I will.
We will come and assist you. But it is your choice and you must contemplate this, and I would encourage you to see clearly what the hindrance is and then create a replacement so that you can then implement it and extricate yourself from this position in ease and grace, where you are happy and those that you leave are happy.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello, Michael. This is Rinke.
Yes, Rinke.
Michael, have I understood well that in the coming 60 days we are able to clear out all our imprints and soul overlay and so on?
No, I said that you have a opportunity to ask for karmic release, and this would be very effective for you in the next 60 days, is to ask for karmic release from this soul overlay, so that you can begin to navigate this life experience from a position of confidence and fully aware of the beauty of who you are at a soul spirit level.
It's my intention to ask to be released of this soul overlay. Should I do more?
Well, you have been working on this for some time now, and you have taken very direct steps to release that patterning. The difficulty that you are seeing there is that you revert to that old pattern, because even though you do not want it to be in your life experience anymore, it's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So disengage any familiarity and be willing to step into something that is totally unfamiliar and see it as an exciting opportunity.
That's difficult for me to see. Could you expand on that?
Well, you have to use your imagination. So if you were invited to go on this fabulous trip or on a cruise, wouldn't you be excited about the anticipation of doing that? Well, think of this as the same thing. You have an opportunity to karmically release that pattern and look forward to leading your life in a state of peace and harmony and self-confidence without worry.
I see what you mean, and I will be as open as possible to look forward to possibilities.
Yes, yes.
And that's all possible in the coming 60 days. That's the most important part of it.
It is possible in the next 60 days. There may be some, because you've had this pattern for a while, there may be a little residual of it that may be with you into 2017. But if you are diligent and get into that excitement and anticipation, you will completely clear it.
Okay, that would be very great. I feel at this moment very much pressure on my heart.
There's no pressure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello. Hello, Michael. Yes, I'm first time here, and it's quite interesting to hear you from somebody, speaking from somebody else. Why is this so many times we were together and working the earth together, even now, and a lot of times. And while I can totally sense you and be with you along the people, it looks like for myself, I went to a place of total deprivation. It turned out I cannot receive love. I cannot sustain my being. I'm like starving everything, including my body, including I'm bulimic, and including my money flow, everything. What is it about? Is it? And also, I know that universe doesn't speak English. English is not my first language either. And the joke is I'm speaking English to you, talking to some other channel. So what is it all about?
Well, here again, you have to discover why your inability to love yourself, to value your body, to value this life and the life experience that you have chosen. Some of this goes back to those genetic lineage patterns that run very deeply. And I would suggest to you that even though you may not know about these light templates, but to go into those three DNA strands that relate to you at a genetic physical level and insert that fifth dimensional template of light, which is love and unity, and begin to work with that heart chakra, opening it, spinning it. Work with those first three chakras that relate to your physicality, the first, the second, and the third, and begin to infuse those chakras with light, spinning them and connecting them in with the heart. These exercises will help you tremendously.
I'm aware that my heart is opening. There is a lot of things released from that, but it hurts every time. And I do my best. I'm around people every day. And it affects, I'm probably running on my own energy more than on anything else. And I'm somehow, I resealed myself. And I'm aware that in my lineage, they didn't know how to love.
Correct.
But, I mean, right now, what is the easiest way to help? Because it affects my health. It's like I came here to Latin America from a different world, and to me it reads like I literally to this planet from a different world, and I cannot assimilate.
Well, yes, many feel like they don't belong, that they cannot be accepted, and a lot of times that gets turned around psychologically in the psyche to say, well, there's something the matter with me, the reason I can't fit in here. And then your heart closes. So your heart, you are working on that. Your heart is opening. So as far as that genetic lineage is concerned, you have to open it with compassion, that if they knew how to love, they certainly would have loved you. So have compassion for your parents, your grandparents, and those in your life from childhood that weren't able to see the beauty that you are. If they saw it, they couldn't help but love you. So these are the things that you have to think about. And you have to be willing to forgive yourself, to forgive them, and to have compassion for yourself first and foremost.
You know, I discovered that if I meet somebody who approaches me in a friendly manner or genuinely try to help or assist or in some kind of service, I'm actually, or even wanting to be a friend, I'm actually afraid of it. I'm doing weird things that I realized afterwards to push them away.
Yes, because you are afraid. There's something that you believe that is radically wrong with you. So, and you don't want them to see that. So you want to hide it. So therefore you do something so that they will leave.
But is it so? Or I just make it the thing that I'm afraid to see. And this is, you speak so truly. I am blind of myself. So is it something, but it kind of
be. There's nothing bad for you to see. You have to understand that.
So what is it? Is it something odd, really outside of the box?
You believe that there's something the matter with you, the reason you haven't been able to be comfortable and fit in. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
So what would it take to see it?
Well, you might consider getting counseling so that you could be directed. And then
What do you mean by that?
Psychological counseling, so that you could change your belief in yourself.
Yes? I was about to say that. So it's just psychological counseling, and not something spiritual, not something energetics. You know, there are so many healing modalities. There is nothing to heal, really. It's just the psychological inversion of belief.
Right. Now, that said, understand that with those misbeliefs, you do create energetic blockages in your body, in your chakra system, especially the first four chakras. And your heart isn't able to stay open and function as it should. So, yes, it's all related, your psychology, your physiology, and your spirituality are all related because you are in a physical body. So you have to change each component. And the place to start is in that belief system and changing it, and then working with your energy system so that it reflects more light consistently.
So in the beliefs itself, aren't they just energy patterns? Can I clear them energetically? Or do I have to know exactly what it is?
You have to get at the root cause of the belief, because otherwise you're putting a Band-Aid on it and covering it over.
And what is the root cause of belief?
That is for you to determine. It's a multi-layered cause. It's not just one thing.
And can I mean, you know, sometimes I just don't want it to continue to stay here because it's just like impossible heavy. I mean, what the enjoyment of this game that it's so, so incredibly heavy.
Yes. So it's in your face right now for you to take care of it. And that's why you're talking with me. I will be with you. Call on me often. But you must take the step to healing yourself. And it starts in your psychology.
Can you give me a tip? Where do I start even? Like, what is the thing to look for?
Find a counselor who will allow you to talk about your fears and about not fitting in. And you will discover it. They won't tell you what it is, but just having someone to talk to, you will discover it as you hear yourself voice what you are feeling.
I actually had already so many of these conversations, and I also kind of tend to take to find those things for other people even faster than that it would come to me about me.
Yes, because you feel you're unworthy. We have many people on the line, beloved.
Yes,
I know you're in great distress here. Pray about it, and please seek out a proficient counselor that will help guide you, that has some kind of a spiritual base. There are those out there who will guide you.
Would you please guide me to one of them?
I will be present, and just put the intention out there that you will seek and you will interview more than one, and the right individual will be drawn to you, and
okay.
I will assist you in that.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, beloved.
You're next on with Michael.
Yes, hello. Hi, this is Jenny calling from California. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
So I wanted to ask you a personal question here about what I see in my mind's eye, and also with my physical eyes. I see spinning spirals and circles, and I'm wondering what that is that I see.
Well, these are inner spirals and circles. There is much going on in your energetic field at this time. Many, many changes and many light frequencies that you're drawing into your auric field and also emanating. You are in the beginning stages of seeing energy.
Wow. So can I use this like a tool maybe
Of course you can. Of course you can. As you become more proficient at it, you will be able to see environments and what kind of energy is in the room and whether you should stay there or withdraw or add to it.
Right, so kind of work with this, and the reason I'm asking is I actually had like an attachment once a while ago that was bothering me, but that's okay now, so I'm a little bit worried. I've been like reluctant to see this really, but it's a positive thing then, right?
It's a very positive thing.
Right, great. I needed that confirmation there, so thank you, Michael.
You are very welcome, dear.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much. It's delightful to be here. I have a number of questions that are swirling, but I'll just focus it in on, I have been aware of pattern shifting for many years now and focusing on that. And it's really quite an amazing journey of subtleties, really, and perceptual expansion. What I notice is that in the shift of patterning, I tend to hold on to the old, but really it requires it's like a move into the new, even though I don't know what the new is yet, but I can feel it. I can feel the new, and then the old tends to shift away.
Yeah.
And it's that period, I guess the personal question that I need to, I'm such a diligent being about, I have felt from the time I was little that I came here for very purposeful contribution. And I think I've stayed here through a lot of challenges to accomplish that. And I'm so diligent about it. And I feel like I just shifted into, I don't even want to label it a fifth dimension or sixth dimension, but into a new, I passed through a veil of consciousness into a new state of being.
You most definitely did.
Okay.
Dear one. And it's an exciting thing, even though you don't quite understand it or know it yet. Just be open and anticipate all of the beautiful things that are about to come into your life. You've had many difficulties that you were very courageous and tenacious about overcoming. And now the gateways are open, beloved, and the new era is about to begin. You have entered fifth dimensional consciousness. You have access to six-dimensional consciousness. You have access to that tenth ray of creation to magnetize to you beautiful, beautiful ways to express your soul spirit. You are a beautiful being of light. And that genetic lineage of yours was very detrimental to expressing the beauty of who you are. All of that is about to be disengaged. Ask for any residual karmic release from that lineage so that you can separate yourself from that physical expression and begin to navigate in this life in the beautiful expression of your spirit. It is here now, beloved. Embrace
it. I can feel that, and I'm so grateful for that loving encouragement. And I just, to kind of encapsulate it, I have been so blessed in receiving tremendous downloads of visions for the earth, like visions, but it's not about, you know, attacking anyone. It's about really creating new paradigms. Some I can't even see some aspects of them, but I can feel it. And
yes.
is it mine to bring into the earth, or am I just the seed or the portal for this to be seeded for someone else to do? Or
well, there are three things at play here. One is for you to receive, you personally. Secondly, for you to be the grounding of that into the earth, into humanity. And third, for you to be a conduit for that expression.
And is the conduit the actual physical manifestation of it? Does that include that?
It includes that to some extent. Some of it is just coding that you carry that stimulates
yeah.
others to yeah. access their gifts and abilities.
Okay, I'm aware of that. And so if I choose to manifest it in physical form, like right now I'm playing with, you know, property and stuff like that, manifest that, there will be help. There will be the resources, like the things that need to show up.
Yes, because you will intentionally magnetize them to you.
Okay, and I'm doing that. I am.
And you're
I
doing
feel
that.
Myself doing that. So
yeah.
The last little bit of my question is, like, I've done the Mastering Alchemy and the different things and the different rays, and what I found is that if I go into applying them, I tend to go shift into a mind state. So I
mm-hmm.
actually follow the feeling tone. And is that as accurate? Is that as beneficial from an energetic?
At this stage of the game, it is very important to recognize that higher level of your emotional body, because it is the thoughts and the emotions combined that create your reality.
Okay.
So you those two things are already merged. So the feeling and the thought operate simultaneously. It's not just a physical, rational, well, this is how I apply this, or this is the technique. There is a feeling of joy
mm-hmm.
as you express it, and you go with that, because that's the impetus for you to bring it into reality.
So as an example, I was just introduced to the three of the DNA tonight listening, and as I was listening, I could actually feel it and open and then receive it at the same time, and it feels like it was that simple, and I
yes.
don't need to do anything
it is,
else.
It's not difficult. It's applying it. It is just taking a few minutes to apply it.
And then it's done.
And then it's done. Receive it.
Okay, that's beautiful. I'm very grateful for all the love and the connection, and Joan and John for holding this forum. I feel very blessed.
You are very welcome, and we are very blessed to have you with us.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello, Michael, and thank you very much for everything. I really appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
Michael, I release ancestry and angelic family and nature, and still have issues with control. Is it karmic, and can I release it?
Yes, it is karmic, and you can release it. It comes through the lineage, and the control is around survival.
All right. So thank you, then.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And fear too, right?
And fear too, yes. When you have survival issues, there's always fear. Will I survive? That's the question. And you know the answer
to that. Yeah, it's because of Jewish heritage, right?
Yes, of course.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, Julia.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hello, Mike. I'm just wondering, in the statement made earlier about asking for karmic relief,
mm-hmm.
if it helps to cut energy cords, which is what I often ask you to do anyway, is that
yes.
part of it, or is
oh,
that something?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. And is there a specific, you know, a technique to do that, or is it just asking?
Well, you can, in your mind's eye, cut that cord.
Okay.
Or you can ask to use my sword and return to your energetic space, the one end of it, and lovingly give the other back to the individual or the collective and ask them to put it into the universal well of source where all can be drawn from without limit. And that way you have an open heart, you're not blaming, you're just cutting any attachment and you are replacing it with love.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next up with Michael.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for tonight. Using the color blue ray, the blue coating, I've been using that, and it seems like that's bringing a lot up for me to release. And does that have anything to do with also releasing the karmic patterns that you were talking about this evening?
Yes, because it relates to the emotions. So it will bring up the anomalies. The blue coating bonds with the emotion that is present at the moment and uplifts it to a higher state to enable you then to look at any anomalies that are surfacing and to take action to release them. Where if you hadn't used the blue coating, sometimes the lower emotions are in such a state that you are unable to, as the one caller said, you are in reaction and you are not able to see clearly what the anomaly is and the action to be taken. So by using that blue coating, you have uplifted the emotion enough that you see, oh, I see that pattern and I see it's ready to let go of. And so you apply the emotion, the thought and the emotion that are needed in the moment.
So then to let go, you're just...
Then I release.
Are you cutting the cords like you just talked about with the previous caller?
You can. Or you can just, with your intention, say, I release this. If it happens to be attached to an individual or your lineage, you can cut the cords. Anything that continually keeps that in play.
So with that cutting of the cord, you said, I didn't get the whole thing, you cut it and send it back to the universal well of source?
When you cut the cord that the end that is closest to you, you just draw it into your body, into you. And the other part of the cord, you send back to that individual or to the lineage with love in your heart and with the thought that they can place that cord within the universal well of source where there is no limit of energy that can be drawn, light energy.
Okay.
So that way the cord is not cut through negativity of blame.
Mm.
It is cut in great love with an opportunity for that individual to go to the source for its energetics.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm finding this blue coating quite effective.
Yes. It is an asset to humanity to have that at their access for their use.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Could you please elaborate on, is there a rule of thumb for the viscosity levels as we compress the undifferentiated light and compress it with the third eye, the pineal, the medulla? Is that still the the general mechanism for compressing the light to make it more readily available to the physicality?
Yes, and there are many ways in which you can apply it. So that depends on whether you need it in a liquid form, such as to use in the bloodstream or in the chemical fluids of the body.
Right.
Or if you want to apply it at a cellular level, which requires more viscosity.
And we just do that with intention?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's how I have been doing it, and just getting a sort of a feeling for what levels of viscosity are desired in what aspects of the body.
You make that decision as the creator, dear one.
Yes. Yeah. And does the compression and differentiating the light and having that flowing as continually, you know, as possible in daily life, is that serving to unify and weave the physical, mental, emotional, and the etheric body into that unity?
Yes, into a unified field of operation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything more that you can add to that might be serviceable at this time?
No, I think that you understand it well, and I think that we have articulated that very well.
Yes.
For those who even may not have had that technology, it's in the intention and the choice that is made.
So that compression actually acts upon the ATP and the ADP in the mitochondria of the cells, and also in the DNA.
Correct.
To actually restore, regenerate, rejuvenate, and revitalize the physical body. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, your thoughts and your emotions have a big impact on those first three strands of DNA.
Right. So holding that platform of mastery and creativity accomplishes that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Well, since our time is running short, I think we will call it an evening. These have been wonderful questions, and I appreciate every one of you who spoke up and offered a question. Most questions serve the entire community that has gathered. I would like to reiterate one thing about this karmic release. It's very important, dear ones, at this time, so that you can take care of any outstanding anomaly in your energetic field, so that you are free to create differently in 2017 and assist humanity to create as they were intended to create as a collective consciousness. That's number one. And number two, in this coming time, it's very important that you stay focused personally on yourself so that you can be as clear and light-filled as possible and maintaining a frequency of light continually within your energetic system and within your physical body. So a disengagement from your individual lineage is in order, because you at a soul spirit are divine, and that spirit is using a physical body to navigate the world of form and to make a difference in that form. So as you focus on disengaging from those genetic lineage patterns that no longer serve you or your lineage. You become the clear vessel to hold that beautiful soul spirit and use that physical body to navigate Earth and contribute to the raising of humanity's consciousness and the Earth's consciousness, so that all begin to navigate and operate in the physical form as the Christed entities that they are. I bid you farewell, beloveds, and I have enjoyed being with each and every one of you. I invite you to call on me often so I might assist you further. I will never leave you as long as you invite me into your space. I will not invade it or impregnate it in any way, but I will stand with you in great light, emanating that light so that you might draw upon it as often as you like. Blessings, beloveds.
Thank you again, Michael. That was a wonderful session, and we are always pleased to have you with us. Just wanted to say thank you all for being with us this evening, and we hope to see you next month. Same time, same place. Thanks. Blessings.